Well, thank you so much, Benito. The NGO working with the youth in disadvantaged communities, Coolplay, recently engaged in a partnership with We Are Guernsey, which will provide proper financial backing for quite a few years to come. Coolplay and its champions, the coaches, work tirelessly to provide children a safe space with proper sports coaching, decent equipment and access to positive role models to level the playing field between the haves and the have-nots as much as possible. In studio here with me tonight, I have CEO of Coolplay, Tori Gardner. Tori, fantastic to have you back. It's been a while. How are you? How are things? How is Coolplay and how's the champions?
I'm good, thanks, Jan. Thanks for having me. We're in the middle of school holidays, so we're all having a little bit of a break, which is nice after a very hectic term, but very positive.
A well-deserved break. No, I love giving NGOs like Coolplay this platform. You guys are doing amazing stuff. Just for the listener, just tell us about Coolplay and what you guys stand for.
Yeah, so you touched on it. We are an after-schools program that delivers sport to disadvantaged schools in the communities where school in the afternoons wouldn't traditionally take place. So we train local champions on our curriculum, which is a social and emotional learning curriculum that is intertwined into different sports like rugby, soccer, netball. These coaches become the role models. They're the cool ones in the school. And we use that opportunity to build resilience in the children. I want to share a nice story, actually, which really shares what we do. There was a learner that we've just been introduced to. He started the Coolplay program 2 years ago. He's in Clutchesville Primary in Stellenbosch. And he's quite a large guy.
Bulky.
Much bigger than his peers. And he was bullied. And it was really horrible. And he was quiet. His marks were terrible. And he was invited onto the rugby field by one of our champions. And through a couple of sessions, he kind of found his voice and things. So he was 11. He's now 13. So 2 years later, he's become the head boy of the school.
Wow.
He has been offered a bursary to a really, really prestigious school. And he is playing Boerland rugby.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that he never touched a ball. And he is so confident. He is in the choir. He's doing public speaking. He's doing all these things. And I think it's because he had that one person to develop that. Yep. And he grew in confidence and is really shining.
Well, I've actually got goosebumps. That's incredible. And it's amazing how big an impact sport can have on kids. And you guys, you're not just involved with sport, is it?
No, not sport only. It's play. Yeah. Really, we just say any safe environment where a learner can feel safe, can enjoy the supervision and conversation of an older adult that is well trained to develop their confidence, empathy, goal setting abilities, encouraged to make the right decisions. Those are the kind of things that we're targeting.
That's incredible. And that's what most of these the kids are lacking. We're going to get back into that in just a second. But, you know, since you've stepped into this position of CEO, it's a little bit more than a year now. What's the biggest difference that you've seen? More stories like the kid that's going to this amazing school?
Yeah. So I joined Coolplay in the middle of 2021. Mm. So just over a year and a half now. And we were coming out of COVID. It was very, very challenging. Funding is always a challenge to any NGO. But also coming out of a very tricky time for the education departments, schools, the classes were split. There was a lot of instability, and we have noticed that in the learners as well. They are feeling tense. They are struggling with what has happened. They've lost family members. Mm. They've lost employment in a family. So we are seriously seeing that the learners need more and more support. We're the first line of defense, as you would say. It's kind of a prevention strategy for a learner's mental well-being. So we're finding that we are needed more and more by the schools to support their educators, and also just for the kids. They just need that somebody to bounce ideas off and feel safe and comfortable. Yeah. So that's one of the biggest things. And we've also just seen that Coolplay is being brought into the school space a lot more. Yeah. They're warm bodies that speak to the kids well. They're well-trained, and they get brought into all sorts of areas of the school, be it facilitating homework sessions or life orientation classes. So a lot has changed, but it's all growth and it's all good, and it's at the end of the day benefiting our beneficiaries.
Yeah, that's really incredible to hear, because just in Stellenbosch, the difference between Paul Ruiz and schools just a couple kilometers north, it's a major difference. And just in terms of what they have, not only in facilities, but that manpower, those positive role models, they don't have the same coaches. So it's really amazing to hear that you guys are stepping in and providing this this amazing service to the kids. And where you guys are working, I mean, you need pennies in the bank. You need something to fuel the ship, to keep the boots on the ground. And you're working with kids in high-risk areas where they're high at risk of ending up in nefarious situations. And looking at the school system, like I said, in the areas, most of them aren't really kitted out to provide kids with that proper equipment and that quality coaching. So you guys are filling that pit to the best of your abilities. And this new relationship you guys have engaged with We Are Guernsey, it's going to keep the ship moving forward.
Yeah, we were very excited. It was quite a, as a, an NGO, you wait for these lightning bolts. Mm. And we were nominated as the beneficiary of choice by Nina Campbell, who Wow. is the widow of the late Scott Campbell. Yeah. He was a strong business link between South Africa and Guernsey. He set up a couple of businesses there, and he passed away very sadly last year. And we were nominated as the beneficiary for, we didn't quite know what it was going to look out, yes. what it was going to look like. But this crew of 32 delegates came from Guernsey, all in the financial services industry. And they wanted to come to Cape Town for networking to establish business connections, but also remember the late Scott Campbell. And we said we would partner with them and give them the feels while they're here to make sure that they really understand what South Africa and Cape Town are going through. And the generosity was phenomenal. We took them to site. They came to District 6 to watch a netball and soccer tournament. And we were amazed at how eager they all were. They all came in their tackies. And I mean, I think in the delegation of 32, there was a very strong handful of ex-South Africans who are all living in Guernsey. So they wanted to give back. So they came to site. And then in the evening, we hosted a gala dinner with another, 250 extra people. So we had the Kelvin Grove Ballroom booked out, and we had a fundraising dinner, which was great excitement. And we were able to raise a really, really nice sum of money of 392,000, I think it was, thanks to this relationship.
And just seeing all these people just keen to get involved, I mean, it's not just financial backing. It's like you've got these people, you've got not only their wallets, but you've got their hearts as well.
Yeah. And that was really special. We had one of the gentlemen from the delegation. He came to us at the dinner. It was so funny. We had an Ian Poulter item, the golfer.
Yeah.
He'd given us a postbox putter. And during the auction, we had Alan Committee conducting it. So it was hysterical.
Everybody
was laughing. And it was brilliant. And so he wins it for 6,000 rand. So I go to him at the end of the day and I say, can I collect your payment, please, for this item? He goes, just put 20 through. So I'm like, 20,000? Are you sure? He's like, yeah, please. I was just so moved by what you're doing with the kids. I'm a sports coach back in Guernsey just for a local charity. He's like, but there, the charity doesn't feel quite as needed as what this is. And I really appreciate what you're doing with the coaches. So we struck a chord, and that's what we want to do. We want people to understand what we're doing, the gap we're filling, and that anything small like that can make an enormous difference.
That's amazing. And a delegation of 32, that must have been super stressful as a CEO. But I mean, looking back at it now, you must be really, really proud of what you guys did.
Yeah, it was wonderful working with the We Are Guernsey team. They are so agile and able to bring these people together. They brought sponsorship to the tables as well, which was Oak and Canaccord and locally FNB, Maitland and Rock Trustees. So without those kind of that backing from commercial, a dinner like that wouldn't have been possible. Yeah. So we're very, very grateful for those relationships. And off the back of that, now what we're wanting to do is marry different individuals and organizations up to particular areas, and also collaborate with other local charities in that particular community to make sure that our reach is, or our impact is, really deep. And yeah, it's in its infancy at the moment, but off the back of such a successful event, I'm pretty excited about what's ahead.
So this partnership, it's a minimum of 5 years. So looking into the future and marrying these areas off to a couple of these individuals, what would you hope would be the biggest change?
I think the biggest change would be having ongoing relationships, because I think when you can consistently show impact, you will speak to people more consistently, they'll buy in, and hopefully when they are unable to support you, which hopefully doesn't happen, that gap will be filled by somebody else.
And the most important thing is providing the children in these areas with a proper platform to let them do their thing, because it's not only about sport, it's about education. But in South Africa, we have world-class talent that gets lost on the regular because they just fall through the system and get lost in that system. And I was having this conversation with a friend of mine over the weekend. When you look at most of the cases of assault and GBV and addiction, it can all be traced back to one thing primarily, and that's lack of a proper role model. And that's how we're going to change this country and the face of the country. So I want to say thank you to everything that you guys have been doing and all the other NGOs around Cape Town and South Africa that are working with these kids and just providing them a proper platform to just play and have fun.
Yeah, play and have fun. And one of the key things as well is that we've got a do-over at Cool Play, that mistakes are going to happen. Yeah. And that you are sometimes going to make a bad decision, but that shouldn't lay out the trajectory for the rest of your future. You can do a do-over, do better the next time.
And it's an exciting time for Cool Play lying ahead. Can't wait to see where you guys are going to end up in the next, not even 5 years, but 6 months. And just looking ahead, you guys are going to need some more boots on the ground. So where can people come check you out, see what you're all about, and get involved?
Yeah, so we have quite a strong social media presence. You can find us on Instagram and also on Facebook. But our website really shares some good stories. It's www.coolplay.co.za. And I would really like to encourage anybody locally listening to, if you are signed up for the Woolies My School, to add Cool Play as a beneficiary. You can add, I think it's up to 5 different beneficiaries, and a portion of what you spend at Woolies always comes to us. And that is a trickle effect which nobody knows about. You don't really register when you swipe your card at, I think it's Engen, Woolies, Builders, all over the place. But it makes an enormous difference. And we would like to target, yeah, definitely locals that live in Cape Town that would like to see their money being spent in the communities around them. And we can promise you that we're making a positive difference.
Now, you said the We Are Guernsey contingent, it's very much, it has a South African flavor, and they wanted to prove that they're committed to South Africa as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They are still communicating, they're networking abroad. I think there were even people wanting to sign up for the London Marathon to raise money for us. So we've struck up a relationship, and now we hope to see it flourish.
That's Tori Gardner, CEO of Cool Play, doing some great things around Cape Town with our youth. And Benito, we go back to you.